This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Danny D, joined today by a neurologist at Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Shaylee Shah. Thank you for having this conversation with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, every week in the U.S., it's estimated that 200 people are diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, or MS. For our listeners, what is multiple sclerosis?
Multiple sclerosis is what we believe to be an autoimmune disease that affects the nervous system. That means the brain, the spinal cord, the optic nerve, and we think is caused by inflammation, your body's own immune system acting haywire and essentially going and affecting parts of your own body and causing neurologic symptoms.
And Dr. Shaw, what are the different types of MS?
There are several main types of multiple sclerosis. And what I'll start by saying is they actually probably are some spectrum of one another, but we typically categorize them as relapsing or progressive. And we typically think of most people, 85% of patients, have what's known as relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, where they will have the onset of new neurologic symptoms, usually lasting several weeks, sometimes a little bit longer or shorter. These symptoms and this acute onset is what we call a relapse. Typically, these symptoms get better, and that's what we call a remission. And so that's where we get the term relapsing remitting. Now, afterwards, there are two phases of progressive multiple sclerosis. So there are two types of progressive multiple sclerosis. One is primary progressive MS, and these are patients who present with a slower, gradual onset of neurologic symptoms, usually from the onset of their disease. Then there are patients with what we call secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. And these are patients who typically start with a relapsing remitting course, and over the next 10 to 20 years or so from the onset of their diagnosis, these are patients who will have more persistent long-term symptoms develop over time after an initial relapsing remitting phase.
So do we know what causes MS?
So we don't know everything that factors into multiple sclerosis. We think it's a really complex disease, and there are likely many different things that result in a patient having the disease. We think exposure to a particular virus may be a factor, specifically EBV. We also think that family history or genetics may play a small role. Additionally, a couple other small risk factors that we know of include things like having low vitamin D and also sort of the geographic location of the person affected. So while these are all known to cause multiple sclerosis or be involved in causing it, they likely only represent one part of a very complex picture.
Understood. And this is Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Shaw, what does the current state of MS research look like at Northwestern Medicine right now?
We're doing a lot of really exciting things. We are currently building out our clinical research program in multiple sclerosis, and we have several different clinical trials available for patients with all sorts of different forms of multiple sclerosis, relapsing, remitting, and progressive. There are several different medications that are currently being studied. There are patients who are being followed on the medications that they're being given clinically. And then I think one other really exciting area is looking at more advanced therapy for MS, specifically looking at the treatment of MS with things like stem cell treatments, as well as what are known as CAR-T treatments, to see if these more advanced techniques and methodologies can be useful and more useful in treating MS than our currently established treatments.
And with those advancements and new treatments that are available at Northwestern Medicine, how would you say that compares to, let's say, 5 to 10 years ago?
That's what we're working on. I think that from 5 to 10 years ago, what we found is that the efficacy of our treatments continues to grow. We're seeing better and better treatments for MS every year. We historically thought of MS as a disease where people get older. They may be in a wheelchair. They may have a lot of trouble walking. And well, to some extent, we do see that. We think that with all these new treatments that we are prescribing patients and these really highly efficacious treatments, we're not seeing people long-term dealing with the level of disability that we used to see. You know, we are seeing people who look just like everybody else who are walking around and living their lives just the way they otherwise would. And that's really been the goal of these treatments and the advances that we've made with all of these studies.
And that's definitely good news. Dr. Shaw, we thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.